This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A year ago tomorrow, we were in Erie, Pennsylvania for a live show the day before Inauguration Day, looking at what people there in a county that had gone Obama, Obama, Trump in the past three presidential elections wanted out of the Trump administration. One of the things that put Erie on our radar was the way its economy has changed over the past couple of decades, specifically the people in that economy. Erie has lost a whole lot of its population as big manufacturers have gone elsewhere. But the city has welcomed immigrants and refugees in particular to fill that gap. We had Delaina Jackson on the show that day. She is the director of the International Institute in Erie. It's a refugee resettlement organization. We have now called her back up 364 days later to see what's going on. Delaina, good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
So when we had when we did the live show from Erie a year ago, I went back and I listened before we came into the studio. You said you were hopeful that things would continue the way they had been going in refugee admissions to this country. How are you feeling now?
Well, I'm still going to go with hopeful because I think sometimes that's all you can do. But, you know, we definitely have been disappointed with what we've seen happening, especially the first quarter of our new year. So,
yeah. What is it? What are you hearing from your clients, from the folks that you assist, from the folks that you interact with on a day-to-day basis?
You know, I think they're trying to hold on to hope as well. I think they're disappointed as well. You know, we're talking about families and family reunification. So, you know, I think individuals are just a little, they're at a loss for what's going to happen and how their future looks as far as, you know, seeing certain family members. So,
When you go out and you're out getting a cup of coffee or you're, you know, driving to work, what does it look like in Erie nowadays? I mean, are you seeing for rent signs? Are you seeing help wanted signs? What are the sort of anecdotal indicators of sort of entry level economics there?
Yeah, I mean, so Erie as a community has stayed extremely supportive. You know, we have a new mayor that's, you know, intentionally naming refugees and immigrants as part of the solution in our Erie Refocus plan. So, you know, that part of it's very positive. But, you know, we have landlords with empty apartments, employers who are not able to fill positions efficiently and effectively. And, you know, as an agency, you know, we've definitely had to do some layoffs and restructuring in order to meet the new current reality.
You know, well, talk to me about that a little bit, right? Because if there aren't refugees coming to this country in the numbers you're accustomed to, you clearly don't have the staffing needs you used to.
Right, right. And, you know, what we've seen so far is, you know, we know there overall there would be a decrease, but, you know, we're really just hoping that the president's going to keep to the 45,000 that he committed to this year and that we'll start to see some of those arrival trends pick up and change to meet that number. If we stay on projection, we won't.
Yeah, so here comes the touchier question. Why do you have hope that the president is going to stick to a commitment when he is known to change his mind on immigration virtually within a day?
Well, I think it's that change that I'll hope will. Yeah. You know, and we have a strong network. You know, we have a lot of individuals really pulling for us and being vocal. You know, and as a country, it's what we do, and it's the right thing to do. So I'm hopeful that those voices will get through. So
we're at the year mark now in the Trump administration. There are three more years to go. What are those years going to hold for you?
A lot of uncertainty. A lot of uncertainty.
Delaina Jackson at the International Institute in Erie, Pennsylvania. Delaina, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.